Here is some of the story behind a warning we heard this week. It's the news of a salmonella outbreak that sickened almost 300 people and came from an unexpected source.
Peanut butter, I think, has surprised everybody and certainly was not on the top of our list of suspects.
Dr. Tim Jones of the Tennessee Department of Health was among the first to document cases of food poisoning in his state linked to a rare type of salmonella. Our science reporter Allison Aubrey tells us he reported the cases to the Centers for Disease Control. They started to interview everybody who'd gotten sick. And even when peanut butter emerged as a suspect, Tim Jones remains skeptical.
Everybody eats peanut butter. And so to tell us, that's like saying, yeah, I eat bread and drink milk. And so really, the culprit did not become clear until we really got down to the level of what brand.
The lids on the Peter Pan and Great Value jars had numbers on them. The numbers allowed investigators to trace the jars to a processing facility in Georgia. So scientists are closer to knowing where the outbreak came from, though it's still uncertain what exactly caused it. And even as that investigation continued, school officials in Houston confiscated students' sandwiches from home and replaced them with those made at schools. And in the state of Georgia, a lawmaker representing one of the nation's biggest peanut-producing areas warned colleagues to throw out jars of peanut butter that he recently handed out.